It's a wreath.
Talk about deck the halls. You guys are decked the fuck out.
I have a lot of Christmas stuff and 1 month to wear it.
Okay. So even before we start talking about the podcast, Amy, what are you wearing today?
I know. Thank you for asking, because it does matter. So I have my Mike Tyson Christmas shirt. It says, I almost wish I wasn't wearing this one. Kith me under the mistletoe. Because I have a mistletoe necklace, so it like matches that. Yeah, and I got my nose ring is a belt. Wreath.
A mistletoe belt buckle.
I get that'd it. Be dope. Yeah, and then I can hang my mistletoe from it.
Yeah.
Okay. A belt buckle.
What else?
Very nice.
What else are you wearing? Are your earrings?
I love those. Those are cute.
I think they're just like puff balls. They're just green puff balls.
Okay.
They're just green puff balls.
And you have Christmas heart glasses on?
Oh, yeah. I got red heart glasses.
Okay.
I wear them at Valentine's, though, too.
Oh, they're versatile. Lizzie, what are you wearing?
What am I wearing? I'm wearing some Gucci right now.
By Gucci?
No, Gucci, I'm wearing a baby Yoda sweater. I know his name is not... It's Grogu, right? Yeah.
It's Baby Yoda.
Okay. Yeah. Baby Yoda sweater and some Christmas dog earrings.
Oh, I just noticed the earrings. Oh my god, I love the Christmas dog earrings.
I bought the Baby Yoda hood thing the other day.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to mess up your hair.
All fuzzy.
Oh, I see your the decorations and stuff.
Oh yeah, I got some Christmas going on. Yeah, Christmas exploded in the house literally because I threw a breaker. And the lights in the front yard.
Literally.
The lights in the front yard are now not on.
That's true. When I came up here, I was like, oh, hell yeah. You had the blow-ups in the front. You had Baby Yoda.
Yeah, Baby. It's Baby Yoda.
It's always Baby Yoda. What? Like, you know, he's always going to be our Baby Yoda. No matter how much he grows. Into Grogu or what the fuck ever.
I don't like when people correct me. Like when I'm talking, I'm like, that one scene, Baby Yoda, they're all, it's Grogu. And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
I know. I was kind of like, don't correct me unless you want to fight. Like, I will. Like,
it's way cuter, too.
It is. Baby Yoda makes me like him more. Grogu feels like he's going to get a DUI or something.
Right? Grogu's like already got 3 DUIs. Yeah, he doesn't get to see his kids. You know, he doesn't visit his kids for Christmas. So Grogu's a piece of shit. Baby Yoda, on the other hand. I get it. Amy Thompson, Lizzie Bowen, how the hell are you guys?
Yay. Fantastic. Now that I'm sitting here with y'all.
Oh, yep. I know.
Jolly.
It was a mission to get here today, right? You guys were dealing with the holiday traffic. I don't think
there anyone... was. I had bad traffic on the way over, so I can imagine it's worse for you. Like,
yep, coming from Davis.
I'm gonna drive Lyft later tonight, and I'm just like,
have your conversation things ready. You're going to be stuck in the car with some people.
Oh, man. I'm all about the conversation. I'm all about
the conversation. Well, we'll have the top 5 Christmas songs.
Yeah, exactly.
I tried doing Christmas music the day after Thanksgiving while I was driving Lyft. And I lasted like 3 hours. And I was like, I'm done. I can't do it yet. But I'm all about the Christmas music. Are you guys ready to talk Christmas
music? I'm glad you said that, though, because I actually don't really listen to Christmas music. But, like, because people know I'm a scrub, so I live in a house with my entire family, and they do play Christmas music, so I have been hearing it. But I am like, Christmas music is overwhelming. There's so much of it.
Penelope got mad because I moved her. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, she's still mad. Oh, she said she already got comfy.
She said, "Dad,
I had to set some boundaries with Penelope because I'm sorry, you guys had to witness that."
She's catching my spirit of fight.
I know. She heard. She's like, fight is an option.
Spirit animal. My spirit animal is like a tiny dog.
I feel it. Amy, how hard was it to just narrow it down to 5 songs?
Oh, so I have it. I have a playlist of 2,000 songs. Right now, Stripper Christmas Weekend. I'm trying to figure out if I want to add that to my list.
Stripper Christmas Weekend.
I have to hear the sample of that song.
Yeah, Amy, can you... All right. While Amy pulls that up, Lizzie...
Oh, I got it.
All right, Amy, play us a clip of Stripper... What is this called?
Stripper Christmas Weekend.
By Gwar.
Yep. The lyrics... Actually, to even... Like, I looked up the lyrics because I'm a big lyric fan. I really just think they're in a strip club, but it's Christmas time. We got "Twas the Night Before Christmas," and all through the club was the sound of bikers moaning as their crotches got rubbed. There's a lot of "oh yeahs."
Now that's my kind of Christmas music.
All right. Oh, everyone.
No, I was getting angry. Sorry. I was going to start throwing punches.
It's a Christmas mosh pit.
Jesse was going to start being like, "Hey, Christmas."
Lizzie, does your list have 2,000 songs?
No, I was actually able to narrow it down.
I had to print it out.
Where'd you start? Like, Lizzie, what does Christmas music mean to you? Because I'm trying to play off of, so we've done a music podcast before.
Yeah.
And a lot of your Beatles influences and references came from hanging out with your family. And
yeah.
Your mom made a really nice comment or something about that. That was dope. Thank you. Mm-hmm. But go ahead. Where did your what's Christmas music?
Well, yeah, again, you know, growing up very versatile in a lot of Christmas music. I mean, you know, listen to the basics, but I mean, one of my songs on there is a Paul McCartney song on my list for sure. You already know.
Yeah.
That's awesome
good stuff.
Yeah. So I don't have any normal, like, I did grow up listening to like Harry Connick Jr. and stuff, but it was a lot of Boys to Men while we decorated the Christmas tree.
The Christmas album Boys to Men?
Yeah.
They have a Christmas album, huh?
They do. Let me make sure it's
I them. Fucking love Harry Connick Jr. You know, I saw him in concert.
Really?
Like, at the height of his Harry Connick Jr.-ness, not like 5 years ago, right? But like
he was at the height of his Harry Connick Jr.-ness.
Yeah, well, because he did the soundtrack for When Harry Met Sally. So like the big band thing was huge. For like he brought it back for a minute, right? And I got to see him live once at the Universal Amphitheater,
it was the
last show of the tour. Dope. And he came out, and in his accent, he was like, "They said if I go over my time tonight, I'm going to have to pay a fine." And I asked them how much the fine was. And
as a comic, that's hilarious.
I want to be that kind of comic that I'm like, "I'll pay the fine."
Yeah,
exactly.
He said, "I could afford it."
I do have to compliment your albums. Like, I always pronounce this word wrong. You have like a whole Christmas collection. Oh. And that is...
Oh, you had the Beach Boys one.
I did. You know, there's a bunch I can't find because I smoke weed.
I can't find them because I smoked too much weed.
Oh, dude. Yeah, these are some fine blunts.
Laura. Laura?
Laura for rolling these incredible blunts.
That's not a blunt. Is that technically a blunt? That's just a fat joint.
No, it's a joint. You're right. Yeah.
She just wants it to be a blunt.
I have already smoked all three of these in my head, and it has equal to blunt. So.
Okay. All right. I get that. Yeah.
I hit two blunts.
I'm like, I'm just looking for... I'm one lighter away from it.
Yeah. Laura was here earlier today. She said, "How could I help out?" And I said, "You know what? Roll us a bunch of joints."
Shout out.
Okay. So, Amy, since you're going to light that, I'm going to go first.
I need a lighter.
Oh, I thought we had a lighter close by. Damn.
I need a Christmas lighter. I used to have one with a shark on it, but I used it.
There's a book of scented
matches.
You got them in the bathroom, too.
Yeah, use that.
Use that?
Yeah.
Amy knows about the matches in the bathroom.
Honestly, that's polite. That's etiquette to have that match.
Oh, here. You know what? Let me actually light it for you. Let me be a gentleman to you.
So while Lizzie and Amy figure out how to light this joint, I don't know how long this is going
to
take. I'm going to talk about what Christmas means to me. I grew up in.
Let me know if you want to hold it.
I worked in a record store for like 7 years of my early life, and Christmas was like a love-hate relationship with us. Like, we loved like how busy and how fun it got, but also we hated how busy and fun it got because it was just insanity, right? So I had a love-hate relationship with Christmas for a very long time. I missed so many family get-togethers because I was working. And you know, Lizzie, Mexican families celebrate on Christmas Eve at 7 o'clock. I was always working at Christmas Eve at 7 o'clock. On Christmas Eve at 7 o'clock.
No.
I missed so many Christmases, but...
Did they save you a tamale?
Yes, but they didn't always save me a bean tamale.
I was about to ask you what your favorite flavor was of tamale.
And the dessert tamales ones are my fucking favorite ones. And,
I actually like the raisin dessert ones. Some weird good.
You know, Christmas food that I used to have is actually I used to go to my grandma's and we used to have Slovakian food.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, for real.
Beets come to mind, but
beans too. Every Slovakian is poor. They just eat beans. Beans. No, I mean, one of the traditional dishes is a bean soup.
It's a good hearty meal for winter time.
No, it's split pea bean soup. Yeah.
Oh hell yeah!
And then
that is good
soup. And then there's something called padahi, which is basically like fried dough, and it's like got like mashed potatoes stuffed in it.
We need to have like a multicultural like a potluck for comics where like.
Well, and that would work because poor food is always the best food.
Yeah.
And all the comics are poor.
White people have like hot dogs.
But are you gonna make a Christmas hot dog?
Oh, and then you know what I make? What we used to do, my mother is. So the Puerto Rican version of
I'm already sold on it.
Which is, okay. Which is tamales, but louder.
Mm, a little bit louder. Yeah. Fun.
So,
it's basically what it is. I can't even remember the name of it, but it's like some kind of like meat. You put olives in it.
I'm double sold.
Some seasoned rice, and then you wrap it in banana leaves.
Oh yeah, that sounds bomb.
Yeah, that sounds bomb.
It's
the rice.
I know what you're right. I've had this before. I know what you're talking about. Get it to the banana leaves. Damn,
Took us 2 days to make those too. The last time we did it.
That's probably the right way to do them.
Do you do tamales now, Lizzie?
Oh no, I don't cook.
Hell yeah,
But is there a tamale day in your family? Like,
no,
leading up to Christmas.
I mean, we don't really cook like that as much, but like we'll try and have something that's, you know, more cultural than regular, you know what I mean, Christmas or Thanksgiving food. That's what we do.
There's obviously not a tamale day at your house.
No, it's actually Amy, funny.
But
yeah.
Is there a traditional Christmas cooking day? Like is there a traditional
Christmas cookie day.
Yeah, it's Christmas cookie day that we do it. So Grandma got ran over by a reindeer, did not make my top five list, but like Nana's can be a bitch at Christmas, and it would be funny that we would do all these cookies and then she would just bitch about our weight.
Like, there's a song called Nana's.
Grandma got ran over by a reindeer, which didn't make my list. Oh, but
you're saying that grandmas can be a bitch.
Yeah,
at
nanas
Christmas.
Can be bitches sometimes. I said bitch grandmas, bitch nanas. I love my nana. R.I.P. And I'm so glad she's at peace.
I love my bitch ass nana.
But she was very obsessed with weight, so those like cookie things would be backwards. Like you're all like, we have all this cookie dough, and she's like, oh, we're gonna make 1,000 cookies, and like if you eat one, you're fat.
Tell you what, Grandma, I'm gonna eat 10.
So like if that reindeer, I'm just saying.
That's the perfect image that nobody is gonna see of Amy's just like, I'm just saying, with a joint in her hand and a Christmas sweater on.
I know, look at my sixth on my list.
We're jumping in. I'm going first.
Right. You worked at the record store. That's dope.
Yeah. Okay. So my favorite Christmas song, and people say this. Well, no, my number five, and people say that this is not a Christmas song. That it's a sad song if you really listen to the lyrics. But this is the version I want. Maybe you guys don't know the song, but you definitely hear it at this time of year on the holiday stations. But you know when this song first came on my radar, when Kate McKinnon performed it once on Saturday Night Live.
Shout out to Kate McKinnon. I like her a lot.
But it's it's Hallelujah by Jeff Buckley.
You should listen.
Have you guys ever heard this?
No, I've heard Hallelujah by Rufus Wainwright. No, this is it. Hallelujah, I have heard it by different...
That's a Christmas song?
I actually agree with Lizzie. I did not know this was a Christmas song. I listened to this all year. This was on Shrek. This was in Shrek, the first album. So Rufus Wainwright singing it. So I loved it. Shrek is one of my favorite albums. The first movie soundtrack.
I've never heard this version.
It's fucking chilling.
He's lived a little before I knew you.
And I don't know if it's a Christmas song, but it comes to me. This song finds me during Christmas. And it always,
it either finishes
destroying me or it lifts me up out of being, but it's not a
There's
happy
no in between.
Song.
Yeah. This is on my cry playlist for sure.
Exactly. That's why I had to get it out of the way.
Either you're going
to
cry because you're sad or you're going to cry because you were joyful.
If you live long enough, there's always a part of you that you think back and you can think about something sad and like, even if like it, almost to make it happier now. Like, you're like, why did I waste so much time worrying about that? Like, I'm so good now. Like,
no, I have a lot of those. Fuck.
Deep shit. I don't know if that's a Christmas song. But that is
Merry fucking Christmas. Amy's reminding us of our childhood trauma.
So that's my.
Grandma got ran over by a reindeer.
That's my number five. Lizzie, what do you have at your number five?
Oh man. My number five is Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt, specifically the OG of that song.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because there's so many Christmas songs that there's so many different versions of them.
Yes.
In fact, I have one where I flopped on who had my favorite version of it, and you guys are gonna fucking so call me out on my white girlness when I admit it. But go ahead. Talk about your song.
Oh, I just have to hear her voice. Is just so velvety. Good girl, Santa
baby. That is a sexy Santa baby.
Who are other artists who have done this?
So many.
I'm gonna bring it up right
who
now.
Has it?
I've been making a list of every like Christmas song ever.
I don't even think I have to think about it.
Mariah Carey for sure.
Yeah, Mariah Carey. Yeah.
Taylor Swift did it. Gwen Stefani.
No. Okay. Here's the thing.
Who?
I'm not a huge Mariah Carey fan, but I think that the fact that she puts out good Christmas covers, she does though. She does.
But she definitely seems like a diva. Like, I'm so glad I don't have kids with her. I'm just glad, even if it would have money.
Oh, no. So my birthday is on New Year's Eve, right?
It is.
And I remember one time we were watching the ball drop when, like, on the TV or whatever. And it was one time where she was doing this big performance. And she got so drunk that her, like, backup dancers had to, like, lift her up.
I remember that.
Yeah.
That was recent. That wasn't a long time ago. That was,
no, it was, like at least 5 years ago.
Hey, I'm old, so 5 years, okay? Like, 5 years is like a third of your life.
But I mean, like, I'm not judging.
I like Lizzie's like generous. Like, she's given her 5 years to make up for her. Like, that's 5 years of not doing that.
Oh, Lizzie's forgiven her for it already. I'm like, nah, it was just the other day.
I might do that same thing. You guys someday might need to be carried off drunk off something. So No.
All right. I dig
Ariana
your
Grande
five.
For sure sings it.
Yes.
Kylie Minogue. Who? I don't know how to say her name. Madonna sings it for sure. Love Renaissance, Michael Bublé, Taylor Swift, the Pussycat Dolls sing Santa Baby.
Wait, real? Oh, I want to hear the Pussycat Doll version.
And checks.
Are you pulling it up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's hot. Big Bandy.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
I love the horns.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, they're cute. I like
a little
that.
Little scatty.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's cute. I dig it. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice job.
I don't want to spend too much time on this one. We're going to move right along.
This is going to be like a 3-hour podcast.
This I can already feel it. It's
I enrolled the Naughty Nice list for my songs.
Amy Thompson, what is your number five and who sings it?
Man, I did this so wrong. I just said I like Silent Night, Holy Night because it says tender and mild, baby Jesus, and it makes me want fried chicken. I did this wrong.
Oh my god!
Wait.
Did you make a flowchart for that?
Do you want to ask the question? Go ahead, Lizzie.
I don't know. He's on this list.
I don't.
I like that they call baby Jesus tender, mild, and silent night, holy night, because it makes me think of chicken. I'm like, tender, mild chicken. I don't like spicy food.
Oh my god!
Okay, so Raffy sings Christmas Rudolph.
Wait, are you just going to rattle off a whole list?
Wait, do we have Silent Night, Holy Night? We have a version of it?
I have a version.
Okay. Yeah, let's see what, like, who sings this song?
I'm playing
Jesus Chicken.
I'm playing the Wiggles version.
The Wiggles?
Aw.
Yeah.
I didn't know they did that.
That is. It does make me want to nap. It's like a nice lullaby.
Okay, so Amy, just to prepare us, your list is just the song itself, not so much the version of it.
Oh, no. My very favorite song is like,
she's
definitely
like,
a song and an artist. The second is a movie soundtrack, and then the third is a band.
Oh, movie I love you, Amy, okay, so much.
The fourth, also movie soundtrack, but the movie was terrible. I didn't know. And then the fifth is that I like Tender Mild Baby Jesus Chicken.
So she's got like 20 songs on there.
So your number five, just for the record, your number five is Silent Night.
Yeah, Silent Night. I hope that's not a bad song. I hope I don't know. I hope I didn't just like say I liked Nazis song. Because the Germans sing a lot of Christmas songs.
Well, I mean, I think everybody sings Christmas songs.
I think there is something about that, though, that like a lot of Christmas songs originated in Germany. I don't know. I'm going to okay, so earlier, I'm moving on to number four.
I like how I printed it because I'm prepared, but it's all nonsense.
I do love how you printed it. So listen, my number four is definitely a song that I grew up loving this version of it. And it's Last Christmas by Wham.
You know what's so funny?
Ooh, this is good.
So this was always my favorite version of Last Christmas.
Jesse, that's crazy. List? That's literally on my list is the specifically the Wham version.
But listen.
Hell yeah.
Now you're going to hate me because I really started hearing Taylor Swift's version of
I like Taylor it. Swift, Jesse. That's not a secret. It's not one of your dirty little secrets.
I don't even have Taylor Swift on my Christmas list myself. Taylor Swift, yeah.
Oh, get it.
I'll give it to someone special.
It is. Christmas is such a time for sad shit.
As much of a Christmas, as much of a music snob as I am, like Taylor has broken down these walls. So
ain't no shame in it.
I finally liked someone else's version of Last Christmas. R.I.P. George Michael. Love him. He's still one of my number one. Like Wham is still one of my number one bands. The day George Michael.
Why did I not think that was going to be on your list?
Did George Michael die on Christmas Day?
No way.
I don't remember.
I think he did. Amy, can you look that up?
Yep, I am.
I think that George Michael died. George Michael either died the 24th, the 25th, or the 26th. And I remember.
It's 26th. He died the 26th. Oh, okay. Hell yeah.
I remember.
He died the 25th.
Amy, let's get the facts right. Is it the 25th?
My dog's birthday.
He died in 2016 on the 25th. Your dog was born on Christmas?
Yeah, he was.
Aww. And I was driving to my sister's house for Christmas dinner, and they announced it on the radio that George Michael had died. And I got to my sister's house, and I told my niece and my mom. I told my niece and my mom, why don't you guys go ahead and go inside? I'm going to be out here a minute.
Aww.
And I just fucking sat in the car and had my good little cry and said goodbye to George. But I love Wham.
I had that moment because I think my generation's version of a moment like that where like a really profound artist passes away that you grew up with is when Michael Jackson died.
That was
crazy.
This is here's the thing. Here's my little crazy tidbit about even the day Michael Jackson died was Michael Jackson's death was the first death that we saw on Twitter first.
And
Twitter wasn't everybody was using it right. Like there was a handful of nerds that TMZ were on was Twitter, using it. Right? And and I remember being in a meeting at work and saying Michael Jackson died, and everybody's like, I haven't heard that on the market. It's on Twitter. And they were like Googling stuff and it wasn't.
That's actually a big thing now to be the first person in a room to break a death.
Well, now someone it's TMZ, right?
Usually TMZ will break it, but like they're just recently with Chandler, there was like the first person I was in a room with who was like, they were just the person that had their phone out when they got the alert and was like, Chandler's dead. And
Well, I didn't believe it at first because, you know, here's the funny thing is that's not because he's had a lot of death rumors over the past 5 years.
Chandler did?
When the actor that played Chandler. Yeah. So I didn't believe it at first because he used to have a drug addiction. So, like, TMZ or whatever mm-hmm. news site would, oh, he's dead.
Yeah.
So at first when I heard it, I was all like, oh, another rumor that he died.
Matthew Perry.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's true. That sucks. But Michael Jackson. Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
the moment. All right, we kind of went off on
anyway,
a tangent.
The three of us shouldn't get together for real, because we never get anything.
So those Christmas songs.
Lizzie, your number four.
My number four is going to be Let It Snow, Boys to Men.
Aw.
Well, talk about your generation, right? Boys to Men was your guys' like Motown, right?
Kinda, yeah.
Well, it wasn't Boyz II Men's first album was on Motown.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So, yep. Did you have the Boyz II Men Christmas album? They had a Christmas album, right?
They were like almost my cousin.
Your generation
no, it's a whole album. It's a whole album. What is it called?
They did an EP too.
Well, Let It Snow is actually their top song on that album as well. What is the album called? Let me.
So smart to do a Christmas album as an artist, I would say. Like, if. One day I'm going to have a Christmas set, and I'll just be like, during Christmas time, all I do is Christmas jokes. I'm just going to write a fire five of Christmas jokes someday.
This is some classic Boyz II Men shit. I remember this being on when I worked in the record store. I remember it being on all the time. And yeah, I love Boyz II Men. Like, Boyz II Men is like your guys' I don't know what to call them. Snow. But I know that you guys love Boyz II Men. My niece, that's still one of my niece's like favorite bands.
Adding that to my Christmas playlist. All right. Playlist.
Are you done with Boyz II Men? Do you want to wax poetically about Boyz II Men in the song, or are you ready to pass on to Amy?
I just, the one thing I will say, I don't know what it is, but for some reason, like, nothing screams Christmas more than like Boyz II Men to me, because I had Harry Connick Jr., but more than anything, I remember decorating the tree to frickin', like, Silent Night by Boyz II Men, like, every year. I just, it just brings us back so many memories.
Who was it that introduced you to them? The Boyz II Men?
My mom.
It was your mom.
Mom was a huge,
that is so funny.
Yeah.
That is, it's crazy when you think back, like, even, like, parents in our generation, where they must be playing with their kids for Christmas, but they'll remember.
And they'll be like Cardi B's version of.
Does she have a Christmas song? No, you just made that up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. She should, though. Again, smart move by an artist.
Okay. We're going to slide over to you, Amy, before you look up Cardi B. Lizzie, you're going to have to help me reel Amy in.
Okay, my bad.
And Amy, we do it out of love.
Yeah,
okay?
No, I need it.
Okay. Boundaries. Like, we're setting boundaries for you, Amy.
Yeah,
we're only
going to
let you get so crazy.
We love you.
Yeah. But only because we love you and we need you.
No, yeah.
We need you to tell us your number four.
Cardi B Christmas. I got
four?
It.
Amy, okay. What's your number four?
We're on number four.
So I wanted to pick something from the Nightmare Before Christmas soundtrack. And, you know, you have the cup right there.
Yeah.
But I honestly haven't. I watched it recently, the movie, and I think it's a terrible movie. It made me really sad. But I do love the song Making Christmas, especially how, like I don't know. La, la, la. It's so funny. So I picked that one, Nightmare Before Christmas, because I grew up on that movie. I love the whole soundtrack. I think it's kind of a sad message, but this song.
At what point in the movie is this? But you said you hate the movie. But do you remember where this is in the movie?
It's like, okay, so I now hate it. I loved it as a kid, but I watched it recently and it didn't affect me the same way. Okay, so if you think about the whole concept of the movie is Jack is like kind of pigeonholed into being this one thing he's supposed to be. And he thinks, you know what? I'm going to break out of that. I'm going to be brave and be something new. I'm going to change myself. It's like, no, dude, just get in a relationship. So he has this whole failure thing, and it's like, the saddest song in it, he's like, I tried so hard to do this, and you know what, at least I tried, but it all failed, and here I am, like, but I feel good about trying. Like, it's such a sad movie.
I mean, my side note about that is, as a comic, the way I think about that now is I was like, wow, that entire movie is about cultural appropriation, and he wanted to be really badly just like in the Christmas culture.
Yeah, he did. He did not want to be, yeah. And he was so good at Halloween, though.
Like,
everyone's
what
you gotta do it.
Very skinny skeleton man thing to do.
And then it's like, everyone has ulterior, but not like bad things in the movie. Like Sally is she's not like she loves Jack so much. You could kind of see how it's all gonna fail. She's like on her own thing. Like I don't even know if they should be together. Honestly, I think that they didn't like seem like they had good chemistry. I love how this went from
top five Christmas to like why is Nightmare Before Christmas a movie?
I like the entire soundtrack. A terrible movie, great soundtrack. So
that's your
number four?
Four, yeah.
All of Nightmare Before Christmas.
We're gonna move on to my number three.
Yeah, number three.
Okay, for Jesse. Number three. Okay, I think I told this story to Amy, or maybe I told it to Laura this morning. But this album, you guys know I'm an albums guy. Like yes. I fucking love records, and this record came out in like 1987. And it was called A Very Special Christmas, and it was a record put out, I don't remember what it was for, but like so many Christmas, classic Christmas songs were on this record. And when this record came out, like it was going to have Run DMC, it was going to, like for young Jesse, for fucking 15-year-old Jesse, it was going to have Run DMC, Bruce Springsteen, Madonna, Stevie Nicks, The Pretenders, and U2.
Oh, what and, a...
All doing Christmas
and
songs.
I went to the. My mom gave me like $50 to go to the mall and rent a tuxedo for winter formal, and I picked the cheapest tuxedo because I wanted to have money left over to go to the record store and buy this record.
Absolutely no shame in that.
And this song, I played the song over and over and over, and it's "Baby Please Come Home," U2's version. There's lots of versions of this song, right? But this is my favorite version of this song. You guys know this song.
Let me.
Right?
No, yeah, but let me.
Baby, please come home.
I like it.
Wow, I don't think I've. I remember when you. Oh no, it's been a long time since I heard this version. Hey. Wow.
The original has got to be by some. The original of this has to be like a Motown version because you could hear that. You could hear that.
Oh yeah, that influence.
That influence in it, but I love that song to this day. I love that record, and I'm.
Do you have that album?
I've looked for it since last night.
Oh
my god,
Christmas gift! Oh, you but you, oh, so you, okay, you do no, have it. It's like around here.
It's in here somewhere, but you see what's around. See, that's
like such a ton of great Christmas albums, like.
Yeah, that's my number three, folks. That's my number three.
Nice.
Lizzie, what do you got at number three?
What do I have at number three? I have Wonderful Christmas, Paul McCartney.
I like this one. This is a good pick.
This is such a trippy song.
It is. It's such a trippy song. It is kind of like a... Alice in Wonderland-y kind of song.
It's actually one of the few Christmas songs that actually gets me like extremely excited about Christmas enough to like sing along to it.
But you me also too. Love I, Paul McCartney. Like,
that's true.
Yeah.
It's weird song.
That
it really
the artist
is.
That Lizzie loves just happens to have a Christmas song that
I
she
know,
loves.
Right?
Ellis Rodriguez has
a
that joke about
Christmas time.
Why people singing along.
Simply
I feel like this is a good song.
Having a wonderful Christmas time.
Simply. I know. Feelings right.
It seems like those little effects of the production was like top of the line for like 1970 or whenever this was made. It's so.
Oh yeah.
This is a beautiful song. I hope everyone finds the same Christmas magic in this song. That is funny because as soon as this came on, I was like, oh, hell yeah, Christmas.
Yeah, like,
this
is, yeah, because it feels like Christmas.
It does. Even if your family didn't play it, you had to have heard this in like a department store or something at some point and have liked it. Like that, the first few things just sound like Christmas. Also, I think mushrooms at Christmas and this song really go well together.
That's, Amy, that sounds like a plan.
I know. I'll probably help. Does Paul McCartney do other? He probably does other Christmas songs, right?
I don't know. I can't think of any. Well, Lizzie would be the one to ask. Lizzie, can you think of any?
Oh, I know the Beatles. Okay. They have some cover songs, but I don't. That's a good question. I don't know if Paul McCartney has a Christmas album. You tell him. You tell him, P.
She's got opinions.
Oh, man. All right. Yeah, I love this song. I'm glad you brought it up.
He's like, Paul McCartney is the Beatles. And I'm like, oh, Penelope, I don't know.
Amy Thompson, what do you have at number three?
That was the Carol of Bells, August Burns Red.
Oh, my God, wait. Is this like the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun?
Yeah, no.
But what version of it do you have?
It's August Burns Red, Carol of Bells, August Burns Red. Yeah, so yeah, I just like this one. I mentioned I saw August Burns Red one time live in August, and they did indeed burn red. They actually have a whole... So when I was younger, this song came out, just this song, and it just killed for me at Christmas. Then they later came out with O Come Emmanuel a few years after, and I also thought that was mad dope. But they actually have a whole album now, because it's a smart move if you're an artist. If any artists are listening, release a Christmas album.
You know what I...
Come
you know
on, Cardi B.
You know what version of this I love?
I really want that.
You know what version of this I love? I love the fucking Mannheim Steamroller version of this.
What? Mm. I don't think I've heard it.
This is like Nutcracker shit.
And it gets going.
Cracking nuts.
You know what other version of this? Wait. There's the Mannheim Steamroller version of this, and then there's also, I believe, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
I like the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Yeah,
I have heard that one. That's not like a.
I saw them in concert.
I've heard that they put on a really good concert. It's like almost on my maybe someday do list. How did you feel about it? Did you like it? They put on a good performance.
Oh, they did. There was a lot of fire for an orchestra.
Do they have to wear the same thing, or can they wear like Christmas sweaters?
Now that I think about it, like how they were not dressed as if they were playing Christmas music at all.
Oh, aw.
But it was whoever their like lighting designer is or whatever incorporated that into like the stage and everything like that. But like it's so funny because they're playing like this orchestra playing just like da, 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 and then there's fire in the background.
It's such a passionate song. It's like no, I don't know, I can't do it. But it's like I can't sing this song. But damn, it is such an instrumental piece. Honestly, even outside of Christmas. Very fucking epic song, Carol of Bells.
Fuck yeah, I love it.
It comes on
and it just fires you up. Like,
Christmas cracks and roast nuts.
Do you remember the Saturday Night Live sketch where they're singing it? They're like, ring all the bells, so many bells.
Oh my god, that was that sketch.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Okay, that one has that.
They're doing all Christmas carols, right? Yep. And then when they're all ring all the bells, so many.
Here are the bells. The bells.
Oh my gosh.
That's fire. I love that you mentioned that. I love that you knew. I love, Lizzie, that you knew it.
I was like, I'm going to show some nerddom right now. And I was like, this is either going to be a hit or a miss. But anyway, my number two, I fucking never get tired. This is so like.
Oh, you guys picked such a good list. I can't believe I didn't
Beach
even...
Boys.
Yeah.
This is like, I want to spend Christmas in Florida some year. I just want to wear like trashy Santa swimsuits and this. Even though it's California, we don't have the beaches for summer. I mean, we only have beaches for summer, not for Christmas.
Little Saint Nick.
Little Saint Nick.
How do you guys feel about the Beach Boys? Do you not know enough about them to love or hate them? Or are you just like, they're cool.
I like the Beach Boys.
I fucking love the
They're
Beach
really
Boys.
Good, like, road trip, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, artists.
Yeah, I love this song. And it's
they're,
really been,
I think
like,
they're one of a kind. I don't, like, I think they're really hard to compare to.
Well, I think the only people you can compare them to are the Beatles, because I think they pushed each other to be great.
Yeah.
And they both are such distinct sounds. Like, you hear the Beach Boys, you know the Beach Boys. Like, you hear the Beatles, you know the Beatles.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I love this record. I think I just scored a copy of it the other day. And let me nerd out a little bit.
No, this is like a
I
piece
love
of,
that.
This is a piece of art that you're holding out right here. It's the Beach Boys Christmas album. You have them decorating a tree on the cover. We've got they're all in blue except for I think is that the lead singer that's in yellow, the one in.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, fuck the Beach Boys. They're just a conglomerate thing, and they clearly look like it on the front. They all have the same like they're just. I mean, I you know they just I mean, well, we love the Beach Boys, but they all are white guys with the same haircut and blue sweaters on this cover album, except for the one in yellow.
The beach.
No, that's totally fine. They're that's boys. They don't deserve to be distinct. They just morph together into the Beach Boys. They're just like a mecca. I get it.
They aren't. They're just Beach Boys.
Fuck whoever's operating left arm of the mecca. I just care about the mecca.
Oh my gosh.
Amy just went deep, you guys.
I'm sorry.
Lizzie.
Oh, good song.
Lizzie, what do you got at number two?
A little Saint Nick.
So, you know how we were talking shit about Mariah Carey earlier? Yeah.
Classic Christmas, though.
My top two.
I was.
You were like, yeah, you were.
She's the queen of Christmas.
All I Want for Christmas. Come on. Like, it's gotta be.
Yeah, no, it is. And you know what? There is, like, a part of me that no matter how much, like, I could talk shit, I almost feel like I can, because I think it wouldn't hurt her. She'd be like, bitch, All I Want for Christmas.
She'd be like, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of love the getting drunk and getting, I kind of feel like she deserves it because of this. Like, it'd be like, fuck you guys, just play the recording. Like, just play my album. Like, that...
Lizzie, did you audible to this? Because this isn't on the playlist you sent me.
Oh, did I? Oh, man. I think I...
So you changed your list a little bit at the last minute, but I like it. I'm all for it.
Allowed to Christmas songs are... We're going to need to do a part two next year, and I'm going to write a Christmas song for Penelope. Jesse's going to have special Christmas merch next year.
I need...
With Penelope.
About the presents.
Hell yeah.
I'm not even singing the right notes.
You have it, though. We need to do a Christmas karaoke night. Oh, that would be a dope party. Comics that are listening.
Here it comes.
I want to sing it.
There you go, Amy.
This podcast is gonna turn into an album. Album. I am adding an L somewhere.
So are you all for all the Mariah Christmas songs? There's so much. I listened to the album the other day and I did not get tired of it.
No. I will say the other ones aren't nearly as much as like my favorite, but that song specifically really screams Christmas to me.
Yeah, I do like a lot of it. I'll admit, like I think Mariah Carey is the queen of Christmas. So like, well, she has
put her stamp on Christmas forever.
Yeah, I feel like they do.
Yeah.
God, I was trying to reverse image search one of her Christmas dresses from a thing the other day because I wanted to buy it because it was fucking gorgeous.
It's literally the... Mariah Carey is the queen of Christmas and Harry Connick Jr. is the king of Christmas. Like, let's be real.
Okay, yeah. I love it. I would love
to see a duet for them.
Ooh, it could still happen. They're both active. I know. Yeah.
And Cardi B, that Christmas album.
Amy, what do you got at number two?
Oh, so actually, and I have this one ready. So you're doing the Christmas movie one. That's not for, but this comes from a movie. So it's The Muppets. And I have it up here because it's going to be hard. I love The Muppets Christmas Carol so much. And there's a couple songs I like from it. But the first one, and I just love it.
So is this from The Muppets Christmas movie or Muppets Christmas Carol? What's it from?
Muppets Christmas Carol. It's so they have.
Here, I'll hold your phone and you can talk.
Do so forth. Christmas Carol, Scary Ghost Stories. If you ever heard that one, it's the most wonderful time of the year. They say. Let me talk slower. It's the most wonderful time of the year has a line that says scary ghost stories. And I used to always think, what the fuck? It's Christmas. Scary ghost stories. That's a Christmas carol. Those three ghosts.
Right.
And Scrooge. That's a scary ghost story. So the Muppets nailed that. I would say I don't think anyone will ever do a Christmas carol like the Muppets did. They had two Marleys. They were the guys who always boo, the fucking hecklers.
The judges.
Yeah, the fucking judges.
They're part of my internal personality, the judges. Oh my God. I grew up watching The Muppet Show. Like anytime I'm like watching any comic, I'm fucking one of the judges from the Muppet Show.
They're in the back for me. I feel like I'm not one, but they're in the back for me. They're always like in the back, like shaking their chains.
I feel like that. Like anytime I'm at an open mic, I feel like one of the judges. I'm like, why do we always come here? Like this, we'll never know. It must be some kind of torture to watch the stupid show.
Oh. Damn. I hope
not
you don't
when you're
have,
performing.
I hope you don't see. I hope you don't see that when you do your special. Just have like set up actual like puppets back there.
Oh, Amy, that is a very Amy choice at number.
Yeah,
I also love that. I like that they do the Scrooge song too. Is I also enjoy that from the album as well. Oh, oops, that was just more August Burns Red. I have a lot of Christmas songs going on my lap right now.
Jesse, are you gonna do yours?
So yeah, so my number one. So what I guess what I want to say is that. Oh, which one is it? Oh, it's this one, dude. This is Christmas to me right here. So my number one is Christmas Time Is Here, from the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, which you have the album of.
Oh,
yeah. Charlie Brown Christmas Tree is like my, like I vibe with that.
So classic.
And this is exactly what I'm trying to make my living room feel like. He's been in my living room yet. Like, I go in my living room. This is what I want to feel when I walk into my living room during Christmas.
I want a little sad-looking tree.
Me too.
A Charlie Brown tree.
It's too small to hold up the ornament.
Oh,
I love the little baby tree.
I love this.
Damn, those kids can sing, though.
So, that's my... But then... I love, just as a Christmas song, and I'm just going to throw this in. I didn't ask you guys to do this for the podcast, but just like a traditional Christmas song that I can't nail like any particular version. I love the story of the little drummer boy. Of that, like,
oh my God.
Have you seen the claymation?
Yeah. I saw that when I was a little kid. But like, I just love that. I love
the claymation. But the little donkey.
The song, the little drummer boy. Because it's like, I'm fucking poor. I ain't got shit, but I'll play my drum for you. And I think that that is just like such an earnest gift. You know, we give the gift of this really cheesy, this is corny, but like, we give the gift of laughter, you know, but like, that's what I know how to do is like fucking make people laugh. And so like, that's what I'll give you. But like, I love the little drummer boy. There's so many versions of it. I love the little drummer boy.
It's probably such a good one.
Just my traditional favorite Christmas song. Like,
I love the story. All he has is his drum, rubber pump pom.
But the Charlie Brown Christmas is my favorite Christmas song that you hear on the radio, and like that's my number one.
I'm putting that on Christmas too. Sorry.
What, Lizzie? What do you have at number one?
All right, this is definitely not going to shock Jesse at all, but Thank God It's Christmas by Queen.
Oh no! Hell yeah!
I forgot Queen did list. Christmas.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, you're such a badass. Yep. Thank God It's Christmas by Queen. I forgot that they did this. Ah.
Having a moment over there, huh, Jesse? Oh, I love this song.
This is so good. This song is exactly 4 minutes and 20 seconds on some versions.
I think because we talked about George Michael earlier, and now we're talking about Queen and Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy!
Eddie Mercury, right?
Okay, Freddie Mercury.
Hi. But, yeah, man, let's just let this play, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How did this song find its way to your heart?
Well, so I, and this is another thing, because, you know, my family and my parents influenced my music choices a lot. I grew up listening to a lot of Queen and as you know, Pink Floyd. So
this is the only Christmas song that Queen did.
Yeah.
So they're like a wonder.
Well, because I think like when Queen was at the height of Queen, it wasn't like a thing yet to do a Christmas album, right? Did Mariah really fucking set that standard? Mm. I don't know who did, but like to have a whole album of Christmas songs, that's like
yeah, that's a fairly recent thing.
I wonder how Queen ended up doing a Christmas song. Like, how did there has to have been a story? Like, what made them do a Christmas song after all that time?
I'm really interested in that
now. Man, this song got me, Lizzie.
Yeah, I know.
There's
so much to say on Christmas. Honestly, Christmas songs are, I even like wrote down facts for this. Like the guy who voiced Tony the Tiger sings "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch." Like,
oh my God.
Christmas songs are insane. Like,
I did not even know that.
Once you hear it, you can't not hear it.
Like, but okay, that's
so
funny.
The voice of the Grinch is the same voice of Tony the Tiger.
Yep.
So you say that, but did you know Eartha Kitt, who originally recorded Santa Baby,
call back,
played Yzma in Emperor's New Groove.
No,
that's her, and you would never know it because her voice
with Patrick Warburton,
her character voice is so much different from her singing voice.
That is, I didn't know that.
You did not know that. He's looking it up right now.
No. I'm looking up another song I want to play a snippet of. Yeah,
that's right. We need to do. We need to like make this a tradition. We should yearly do a Christmas song thing and just like, there's so many fucking things. Like, there's so many songs. Not to mention, every year people come out with more Christmas things.
Amy, what is your I love that song, Lizzie.
Number one first.
Lizzie, you got some deep cuts in there.
I know, right?
That was so many memories.
Yeah. Amy, what's your number one?
All right. It's Weird Al Yankovic, "The Night Santa Went Crazy." I think it is just an absolute epic of a song. It was the easiest because I didn't have a top five favorite Christmas, but I did have a favorite Christmas song. "The Night Santa Went Crazy" is, I had it brought up and then I lost it. "The Night Santa Went Crazy." Because I was like making sure Queen was on my list.
I like how Jesse and I were over here emotional and then Amy's like, "Weird Al."
I love to sing to it. Weird Al's a good artist. this song is such an epic, and the lyrics in it are just, I'm a big fan of lyrics. Workshop. Well, the elves are making toys for the good Gentile boys.
And the good Gentile girls. Wait, it's first.
Is it Gentile or Gentile?
Yeah, Gentile.
Weird Al,
his hand and cheap whiskey on his breath, from his beard to his boots. He was covered in ammo like a big, fat, disgruntled Yuletide Rambo. It's such a good lyric.
Oh, I like that. That's very... I like that.
Merry Christmas, cool, very quirky. Now you're all gonna die. This is nothing about my friends. I just think the lyrics on this are epic. They have a chorus, but it's like in between the chorus is all different lyrics.
Okay, so Riley must have snapped in his brain. We're gonna do something here now that we're gonna try to take our five songs that we each came up with. I'm gonna let you guys each pick. So this is how we're gonna decide on the top five. You're each gonna pick one song from your list that you will fight us for to stay on the top five. That's gonna be your entry into the top five, and then that'll leave two spaces left in the top five that we will either pull from each other's list or just pull from out of the ether or whatever. But I also wanted to mention that for my generation, like growing up when I was a kid, like they did Band-Aid and all of these British artists united, and mm-hmm. this was done before mm-hmm. We Are the World, right? So they did Band-Aid.
Was that the Queen one?
If you can grab me, oh, I don't know, Lizzie. Could you reach that album right back there? Do you see it? It's the, it says on the floor. It says, "Do they know it's Christmas?"
Oh, that yeah. one. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So
let me get it.
They did this.
Man, you're doing movies. Like, I think Christmas songs are as hard as movies to narrow down. Christmas is just, there's so much.
Yeah, so they did this, I think this was like 1983 or something like that.
83?
Yeah, and this had Phil Collins is playing drums on that.
Oh, yeah.
This really? Has Phil Collins. It has the guys from Duran Duran are in here. Sting.
I'll have to add that album.
Boy George. David Bowie, Paul McCartney.
Yeah, I'm fleshing out a good Christmas list from this.
How 80s is that group of people?
Oh my God.
My Christmas playlist is so stacked after this podcast. I am going to say thank you guys. Like, I'm so stoked.
Oh my God, Bowie's on that?
They look like they're in hell on the cover.
What was that Christmas
Bing Crosby special? And David Bowie.
Yeah, you already knew what I was
the
saying.
The Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah.
They sing the Little Drummer Boy. Yeah.
We can't do top five. There's just too much. Christmas is too holly and jolly to contain to five.
I almost put that on there. I don't know why I left it out.
And you talk about a good version of Little Drummer Boy.
David Bowie, Bing Crosby. Oh my God, Lizzie, this song, how did I even forget about this song?
You know what, want to know what's funny is I like to listen to the intro of it before.
Oh, like, no, like the video where he like walks into his house and he's like, oh, you're playing
Christmas
carols.
On my phone. The intro, I have the intro version.
What do you mean? Where it's got them talking?
Yeah, before the fucking song starts.
Yeah, and he's
starts.
Like, do you know this one? He's like, oh, yeah, I think I know this one. And they like,
that's how I listen to it intro. Every year.
Yeah. No, I love the, so I the video shows all of that.
Oh, my God.
I'm adding the video Dude. Version, not the song version, because I want that intro.
Okay, we'll let that play in the background. Lizzie, give me one song from your list that you absolutely needs to be in the top five.
I'm just still gonna go with "Thank God It's Christmas." Queen has to be on there for me.
Amy, one song from your list that has to be on the list.
God, it's so hard because, like, obviously I want to go for my first one, but, like, I do think that Paul McCartney one needs to be on it. Like where were you at Christmas time if that's not on your list?
With the from Lizzie's list? The
yeah.
Paul McCartney? Okay, you know what? We could, okay, we'll give Lizzie two if her list is that fucking good. So go ahead. We still need something from your list.
Because we're talking about generic, like, not generic, not even generic. Like, I mean, I feel like, not everyone is going to be into the, you're not going to really play Weird Al. I want to fight for it, but it wouldn't be what you're going to play at the department store. There is a thing about those first sounds of Paul McCartney. It's not generic. I mean, I feel like it's like, what's the thing about it? It's like encapsulating. Like, how can you not exist in this world and have not experienced the magic of the first few dings of that song at Christmas time? That's Paul McCartney is.
We need something from your list, Amy.
Oh, okay, Weird Al. It has to be for. I didn't know
we love
from
you, Amy. I love it.
I Christmas songs are hard to nail down.
They are.
Okay, look, we have four songs right now on this list. We have four songs, and I'm going to say it that we have "Wonderful Christmas Time," "Thank God It's Christmas." Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh my gosh, this
and
is so fun.
I am throwing Last Christmas in there from my list because.
Yes.
And we're not even going to say if it's the Wham version or the Taylor Swift version. We're just going
to
say that
it's
Last
just
Christmas.
A, yeah. No, I agree. That has to be on there.
That leaves us with one song to add to the list. And I think that maybe we'll. We didn't get much of a response. On
yeah, so what did the people say?
The people did
I said not that
say much. Let me see if I can even find. So the people said, this person said, no one better say that stupid chipmunk crap.
That's me, yeah. That's me. Yeah. I don't think that's not a real song.
She called herself
that's not a real song. It's not a real song. That's not a real song. That's like auto-tuning in the wrong way.
Okay. Mike LaRosa, who was an improviser at the Sacramento Comedy Spot, so you guys might not know him as a comedian, but he is an improviser.
That is
very
comedy.
Funny guy. He says, Christmas Time in Hollis, Queens by Run DMC. Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, no fucking way. Yes.
I forgot.
Christmas Time, Don't Let the Bells End it's by hard. The Darkness. And The Fairy Tale of New York by The Pogues. Oh, the guy from The Pogues just passed away.
Oh, R.I.P.
R.I.P.
You guys, seriously, I am like, I don't really listen to Christmas music during Christmas time. My playlist is so stacked out right now. I'm going to challenge myself to listen to Christmas music until the 25th.
You could do it, Amy. And one of my Instagram followers, Pinky Keen, says Last Christmas, Oi to the World by No Doubt. Have you ever heard that song? It's great. And
Gwen Stefani does
Sleigh,
do Christmas.
Sleigh Ride Christmas Tree. And I think on Facebook we didn't get too much of a response. Let's see what we have going on. Blah blah blah. Be thinking of the song that we're gonna add to this list, you guys, because we need one more song on this list. Robert Berry, I'll Be Home for Christmas. Oh wait, let me read this in my Robert Berry voice.
Okay, please do.
I'll Be Home for Christmas. So good. That last line is so sad too. If only in my dreams.
Oh God!
I know that was so funny.
He does say, "Baby, please come home." U2's version, which I played earlier, but Robert and I are the same age. Oh, I'm going to say this person just because I fucking miss her face so much. Oh, no,
yeah, definitely.
Sarah Dutcher.
Yes. Oh, I miss her too.
Have yourself a Merry Little Christmas with Judy Garland is emotionally devastating.
Oh my God. It's so pure.
Literally the only time that someone does a better version is of a song than Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh my God. This needs to be a bigger thing. You could have a podcast on Christmas songs. Like,
Fitzgerald, that's a good idea. Well,
that's what this is, Amy.
No, I mean, like a whole podcast. It could just be like every episode is a different Christmas song.
Christiana Dominguez, who's also an improviser at the Sacramento Comedy Spot. Christmas Wrapping by the Waitresses, great song. Elf's Lament by the Bare Naked Ladies. And she says the whole Bare Naked Ladies holiday album.
What?
Which I didn't even know existed.
Yes.
Don't you dare look it up, Amy.
Oh, why? I'm sorry. My Christmas playlist is coming away from this. Like,
we need one more song for this list, and
I gotta say, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. That one gets me.
Yourself a Merry Little Christmas,
because that wasn't even on my list, but man, that song.
So that's what we're gonna take from the people. Sarah Dutcher contributed to this list, not in any order.
I like that, but we're gonna say that's a good way to end it.
Favorite Christmas songs are Wonderful Christmas Time,
Naked for the Holidays,
Thank God It's Christmas, Last Christmas, the Weird Al Christmas song, and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
I ruined the list.
A good list.
You did not ruin the list.
No, you didn't.
You put the Amy Thompson stamp
exactly
on the list.
Thank you guys for letting me put my mess on it.
I'm
going to get some Baby Jesus fried chicken, though, before.
You know what other traditional Christmas song I love is Away in a Manger. Away in a manger, no room for a bed, the little
milk crib for a head.
So I'm not a religious person, but I was raised Catholic.
It still hits though.
You know what I mean? It just,
I kinda want to, same boat, Lizzie, raised Catholic, not very religious at all. But like, it to me, like, Christmas is like this, it's a feeling and it's a sensation and it's like, it's a scent, it's a smell, it's an emotion.
Yeah. Even when I was like a total atheist, I still liked Christmas just for the family and like the celebratory shit.
I kind of catch myself every year wanting to go to midnight mass.
I'm not really Hispanic, us two Hispanic people
being raised Catholic, you know what's up. You got to do the midnight mass.
And the whole like shaking hands at the very end, like when everyone's shaking, and then you walk out of the church.
I was raised Catholic, but we went to like the 9 o'clock one. We switched. Yeah.
but like walking out of the church and the people are selling the champarel and the hot chocolate and the tamales. I miss that so much.
We could do a tamale Christmas comedy thing.
Pump your brakes. Pump your brakes. I am down, but tamales is a lot of work. Why don't we just do a Christmas cookie baking thing?
Yeah,
that's a lot of work though too.
You know, no, one of my traditions was making. Oh my God! See, I'm having all these memories, but I'm forgetting what they are. But there is a
That's weed.
There's a Puerto Rican. Yeah,
that's weed.
Thank you, Jesse.
I have all these memories, but I'm forgetting them.
No, but there is a cookie that my
Are you talking about the fucking sugar kind of cookies that they're hard?
Puerto Rican cookie.
Ooh.
That my grandmother used to. He said, "Ugh."
No, I said, "Ooh."
Used to make for Christmas.
I want all the Puerto Rican Christmas shit.
Me and my mother never made them because they wouldn't rise. But they were like a coconut thing.
Oh, they were a coconut one.
Yeah, they were a coconut. It was like, oh my God, it was coconut and some kind of like the filling, berry filling. What is it?
There's these Mexican cookies that like Coca-Cola is one of the ingredients to it.
Oh, wow.
And you put a little bit of Coca-Cola.
Oh, I kind of cake like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so it's kind of similar to those, but it's more of like the center of it is like a jam kind of filling. But, I mean,
I think it starts with an A. Like, avocado. So it starts with an A. I think I know what. I can't even pronounce them. It starts with an M. It might make a different sound, though.
Mendetitos? Mendeset? No, you might know the pronunciation better. I'm a little bit too white. Oh,
those are
that.
The ones. I've
yeah,
seen
yeah, I am yeah, way yeah. too white for it. Mentecitos. Mentecitos.
Mentecitos? I don't know what the. Mentecitos. I've seen those. Is that the cookies, though?
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
are the ones. They got these at the Mexican bakery right here on the corner.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They usually
oh,
do.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, they usually do.
Oh, the little hearts.
But the Puerto Rican version is you add like coconut it's just and louder. Stuff. Yeah, hell a little yeah. bit louder. Yeah. Just a little bit extra.
I like the extra.
Lizzie. Thank you for doing this. Did we talk about? We didn't even talk about the Motown song.
You know what? We'll do, it's we can do it another time another because time. We really vibed today. Yeah,
this was a lot of fun.
Christmas, Amy, Christmas I'm almost songs afraid. Are big.
Amy, I'm gonna hand it over to you.
Christmas songs. There's so much to say. Like, and I just know that there is no one in the entire world that agrees with our Christmas list of top five of these Christmas songs. Everyone, this is a very deep subject. And I also feel really lucky to have gotten to do this. I did not realize I had so many opinions on Christmas songs, but damn, guys, so many opinions on Christmas songs.
And I love the ones, the more whimsical ones you brought up, because those were also like a part of my childhood too. But Christmas is so, such an emotional time. And I just forgot how much I would connect with certain songs, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that the things you guys threw out were such fire. Oh my God, the Queen... And Paul McCartney. I just think about all the artists who have contributed. Even when you don't celebrate Christmas, so many Christmas songs are written by Jewish people. Even when you don't really celebrate Christmas, we all contribute a little bit. Because during Christmas, there's nowhere you can look where you don't see it. Like, you're just like, look over there. Oh, there's a little bit of Christmas. Maybe not over there yet. But over there, for sure.
No, I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Thanks, guys. I really enjoyed this.
Thank you guys so much, Jesse.
Sorry. Hell yeah, sorry.
Merry Christmas. A fucking Christmas, you guys.
Merry fucking Christmas, you filthy animals.
Yep.